First, it was Malaysia. Now it is Tehran, which is hosting the second Global Congress for Muslim Public Relations Practitioners. Here in the Iranian capital, PR leaders, managers and experts from at least 30 countries have come together to share their experiences and ideas with Iranian peers. Over the next 2 days, the participants will present and discuss 45 articles at the gathering, which has been organized in cooperation with the Federation of ASEAN Public Relations Organization and the International Muslim PR Practitioners Association. The topics include the changing political landscape, management practices and expectations, strategies and risk, as well as preventing and resolving reputational crises in the Muslim world. The professional community is also discussing various aspects of the main theme, which is Islamic PR, accountability, expediency, and ethics.
Public relations, as we see, and I will talk about that, is really growing and it's really becoming global. It's very important for people to have a platform where they can meet, they can build network and exchange best practices and experiences. So this is a fantastic opportunity for all of us to come together, and it's an opportunity we really welcome.
I suppose we should be more ethical going to the conduct of what our religion teaches us. But more important is for us to have good reputation, good name. I think this is very important in PR, regardless of religion. But how we go about it is also important, because we have to abide by the Quran and by the Hadith and the Sunnah.
According to the speakers, PR professionals today have opportunities that didn't exist before, but they need to have the skills to manage these. They say it's all about old moves, but using new social media, which are wonderful and challenging at the same time.
Once you have the fundamental of Islam, then you'll be able to practice public relations. The problems with public relations lies on ethics, actually. You know, we have 14 codes of ethics worldwide that is not being followed. And once you practice Muslim public relations, obviously you'll be able to practice public relations perfectly.
Last year, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was recognized as the founder of Islamic public relations at the first Congress in Kuala Lumpur. This year, the organizers plan to set up the first International Society of Muslim PR Practitioners, which will be based in the Iranian capital. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.